Praise the Lord. Message number 52. The title of message is Love. Let's open our Bible to the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 13. And let us read verse 1 to 3. If I speak in the tongues of men and of angel, but have not love, and only a resounding gong or a clanching cymbal. If I have the gift of prophecy and can fathom all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have a faith that can move mountains but have not love, I am nothing. If I give all I possess to the poor and surrender my body to the flames but have not love, I gain nothing. Let's pray. Father, we thank you and we praise you for your goodness and your faithfulness. We come before you in the name of Jesus. Anoint this time and anoint my lips. Anoint this message and let your will be done in the life of your people. We pray, Lord, that you make it very clear to each and everyone who hear the message what you want from him or her to know and to do for you. We pray that the message will bring a transformation and change of life and change of attitude, and so your people will be filled with love and joy that come from you. Anoint my lip, Lord, and arrange the message in the way that you want it to be, O God. Put verses from your throne of grace, O God. We thank you and we bless you. Take this message with the power of the Holy Spirit and make it reach your people who are waiting to hear your word. We thank you and we praise you. This is all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Paul was speaking and writing this letter to the Corinthian church. The Corinthians, they were well known with their spiritual gifts, and that's why Paul in 1 Corinthians chapter 12 was speaking about the spiritual gifts, and also in chapter 14 he was speaking about the gifts of the speaking in tongues and the gift of speaking about the prophecies. In the middle of these two chapters, chapter 12 and 14, that concentrate on the various kinds of the spiritual gifts, we find Paul is writing 1 Corinthians chapter 13 about love. The last verse of 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 31, he told them, but eagerly desire the greater gifts. And now I will show you the most excellent way. The point here is that if you have spiritual gifts, you have abilities and you are achieving things, but if you don't have love, all that you achieve is not of value and will not be effective to promote the work of God and the kingdom of God on earth. And that's why he was reminding them, Paul was reminding and he was speaking to them, don't think that if you have this and that, speaking in tongues and gifts of prophecy and other things you have, that is the end of the things that you have to achieve. No. He told them, now I will show you the most excellent way. There's a better way that to use all what you have from material things and from spiritual gifts. If you have love, then what you have from spiritual gifts, it can be more effective in serving the Lord and serving his people. He's telling them that if you are speaking different kind of tongues of angels and men, but don't have love, you are just clanging cymbal or sounding guns. This is just like a musical instrument. Have no value. And even you told them, if you have the gift of prophecy and can fathom all mysteries and explanation and know the word of God and the verses and the Bible, but you don't have love, then of no value, because what you have is only knowledge. You are not practicing it and you are not applying that in your life, and you don't know how to deliver it to the people. Knowledge puffs us, but love builds us up. In the same way here, if we don't have love, then there is no value of all what we are doing. The effectiveness of the ministry depends of how much love we have, so that we will be able to convey the spiritual gifts, the faith, the word of God to the people who are around us. In verse 3, he says, if I give all I possess to the poor and surrender my body to the flame, but have not love, I gain nothing. Many people, they give, but what is the motive behind giving? If it is the love of God, that is good, but if it is not the love of God, even if they will give all what they have, they give their life, but not based on the word of God and the love of God, then that is nothing achievement for the Lord. If I ask any one of you, listen, do you have love? You say yes. And if you ask the people, do you have love? They say yes. But what kind of love they have? The worldly love? The love that is now prevalent in the world? The boasting and the lust of the eyes? And the love for the worldly things? That is not the true love that God wants us to show in our lives. Love? You can say I have love, but must be manifested not by sweet words or a beautiful statements. Many they have sweet words, sweet tongues, but when you go to their life and their actions, you will not find love. Another claims that love should be manifested by action, like giving and sharing things, helping and caring of people, or by supporting and encouraging them. That could be correct, but the motive should be clear, and the other things must also be available, so that we can say that is the true love of the Lord. Love is not a talent. It is not inherited from parents. Love is not only doing good work. Love is not perfection on the job or profession. Love is not your achievement in the ministry or work for God. For you can do good things without real love in your heart. So, we must have a standard. How to check if we have love in our life or no. In 1 Corinthians chapter 13 and verse 4 to 7, Paul wrote the following. And from what he wrote, we can find out the indicators of love. And we can use these indicators to measure where and whether the true love of God is really present in our life. Paul, he wrote, 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 4 to 7, love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It is not rude. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. We'll come now and check these items one by one, and we can discuss it briefly, every one of them, as the Holy Spirit give us explanation. These are the component of love. The first one is, love is patient. Many they say we have love, but do you have patience? If you don't have patience, you don't have love. How much can you wait for things that are supposed to come? Are you patient enough while waiting for Jesus to return and for God to fulfill His promises to us? Are you patient with your spouse, parents, children, brothers and sisters, with friends, strangers, or to the people, with you in the church, in the ministry? Only few people have patience, but without it, no human can live successfully. Without patience, you will not have the ability to wait, even for a short period of time. If you cannot wait, how? If you don't have patience, how you can show love? If you are impatient, then that will hinder you from showing love and caring to other with love. You may have spiritual gifts. You may have all the material things that enable you to offer good service. But you need love. You don't have it because you don't have patience. So I encourage you today to ask the Lord to give you patience. If you are an impatient person, tell Him, Lord, I commit myself into Your hand. I want to be patient. James chapter 5, verse 7 and 8 say, be patient then, brothers, until the Lord's coming. See how the farmer waits for the land to yield his valuable crop, and how patient he is for the autumn and spring rains. For you to be able to show love, you need to be patient until the process of showing love to the people around you and to God and to the church and to the mission that God entrusted you to be achieved, you need to have patience. So patience is very important for you to have, so that you can say, I have love. Love is patient. Love is kind. Now here, the another criteria or element or indicator of love is kindness. Kindness is to do certain action. You know, some people, they speak very nice, very sweet words, very sweet letters, but there is no action. In the book of Ephesians, chapter 2 and verse 10, the word of God say, for we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. So they are good works God had prepared in advance for us to do. So if we have the love of God that we have received from the Lord through Christ Jesus our God, who died on the cross, He is our Lord, He died for us, and our sins are forgiven by the blood of Jesus, who was shed on the cross for our sins. We receive the love of God, but we need to pass it to others. How we pass it? By the good work that God has prepared for us to do. There are things that God has prepared, not our own work, our own will, our own plan. God has prepared good works for us. We need to do. This is the kindness that we have to show to the people, to God, to the church, to the society around us. Love is kind. In book of 1 John chapter 3 and verse 17, it says, if anyone has material possessions and sees his brother in need but has no pity on him, how can the love of God be in him? Now here, the important things here, that if we have material things, if we have a spiritual gift, this we can use it effectively. But if these things, the material things and the spiritual gifts, will not satisfy the needs of somebody whom we call as a brother to us, but we are not helping him in his need, then that is not a love. In verse 18, dear children, let us not love with words or tongue, but with action, but with actions and in truth. He say word and tongue, that is not the way that God call us to love. God call us to love with action and truth. Actions and truth. There's not only one action. Actions. Kindful actions. For we are created in Christ Jesus to do the good work that God had prepared in advance for us to do. So kindness is an important element of love. The third indicator is love does not envy. There is no jealousy and there is no envious. Envious person does not like others to be better than him. His problem is seeing others higher than him. Love is never envying or jealous to others. Envy and jealousy may result in unpleasant action and cause competition and strife and problems. Competition is trying to be always the first, but the true love of God gives confidence and a pleasure to what is received. You know, people who are having jealousy and envy, they do out of things, but not out of love. They do it out of envious. And they go into competition, they cause to themselves problem and a lot of commitment to do, but not out of love of God, but out of their envious and jealousy to others. If you have jealousy and envy, that is not love. Ask the Lord. Tell him, Lord, I want to feel your love. I don't want to be envious or jealous. Tell him, Lord, kneel down. Tell him, Lord, take my jealousy away in the name of Jesus. Only God can help you. But you must recognize it as something will hinder the love of God to flow from your life. Every one of you who listen to the message, I believe God had called him and God had anointed him and God want to use him. So you need to be clean from envy and jealousy. Ask the Lord to cleanse you. The fourth indicator of love is love does not boast. The true love of God is not boasting, is not a showy love. Many times people, when they achieve things, they start to show off and they start to boast. We have done like this and we have like that. This is not the true love of God. In 1 John chapter 2 2 and verse 15 to 17, he say, do not love the world or anything in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For everything in the world, the craving of sinful man, the lust of his eyes, and the boasting of what he has and does, comes not from the Father, but from the world. The world and its desires pass away, but the man who does the will of God lives forever. Now he speaks here, do not love the world. And what are the components of the worldly love? Craving of the sinful nature, cravings of the sinful nature. The flesh desires certain things. Lust of the eyes. The eyes are lusty. Want to get a lot of things. And the boasting of what he has and done. So here people who boast, who show off, who do ministry out of boasting, and when they achieve things, they will not allow anyone not to know. Everyone should know, and big showing off, and big propaganda, and big announcement. This is not the way that we can show love. Those who are boasting, their effort and their resources and their talent will be directed to show off, not to serve. Humility and fear of the Lord bring wealth and honor and life. If you are humble down, do the work quietly, do the work completely and perfectly, not wanting anyone to praise you, but you want to receive the praise and the reward from the Lord. Many times when the Lord is doing miracle and healing, he tell, don't go and tell. Not the point, he does not want others to come, or he does not want that others, they will get healed and come to him, but not to boast and show off. So if you have boasting, you always want to show off, you always want to be on the top, on the surface, that you need to be cleaned from. Ask the Lord to cleanse you from boasting. Boasting does not indicate that you have the true love, and will not allow you, will not help you to show love and do your ministry in the way that the Lord wanted you to do. The fifth indicator of love, love is not proud. If you are seeing yourself better than others, you cannot easily express the love of God that you have received to them. Those who see themselves higher than others, even if you are higher with the certain capabilities or certain gifts or money or prestige, you need to humble down. In Romans chapter 12 verse 16, live in harmony with one another. Do not be proud, but be willing to associate with people of low position. Even if you are truly higher than others, be willing to humble down, associate with people of low position, people who are younger than you, people who are less talented than you, people who are less rich than you, people who are less effective than you. Be willing to associate with them, live with them in a harmony, help them to come up to your level. The Lord Jesus Christ, he came from heaven. He humbled himself. He humbled himself and he was obedient even to death and death on the cross. He was rich, but he made himself poor so that through him, we who are poor become rich through him. The same, if we have certain things, material things, and spiritual gifts more than others, what we need to do? We need to humble down to to go to their level in order to serve them. Whatever is your qualifications and achievement, if you are conceited, God cannot use you as a noble vessel to reach other people and to bring the love of God to them. In First Peter chapter 5 verse 5, God opposes the proud, but he gives grace to the humble. If you are boasting and proud of yourself and showing off and bragging over others, God is going to oppose you, or God is already opposing you. But if you are humble, God will give you more grace, more blessings, and more spiritual gifts, and more patience and kindness, and more transformation, because you are willing to humble down and willing to help others and to share with them what the Lord had blessed you with. Ephesians chapter 4 verse 2, it says, be completely humble and gentle. Be patient, bearing with one another in love. The point here, be completely humble. Do not be proud, so that you will be able to bear with one another. The next indicator of love. Love is not rude. That is here speaking about the way you speak. Many who have good service, who have spiritual gifts, capabilities, talents, either they cannot get benefit of that, or they cannot approach that person because of rudeness. He is rude, speaking bad words, speaking harsh way, injuring others. That is not love. Love is not rude. Even when we speak something that is heavy, we need to speak the truth in love. Because when we are rude, then people will go away from us. We need to be gentle in the way we speak. I'm not saying that don't tell the truth. No. I'm saying tell the truth, but in a tactful way. In a way, you are telling the truth, but you are telling the truth with love. Book of Colossians, chapter 4 and verse 6, say, let your conversation be always full of grace, seasoned with salt, so that you may know how to answer everyone. So here the conversation always full of grace, seasoned with salt. Certain things you have not to say now, you can say it after that. Certain things you have to say it, but in a proper way, you can deliver the message without much rudeness, so the one who listen to it will accepting it. Humbly, he will humble down. When we are not rude, the people will be humbled down and listen to what we say. In 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 15, let us also read verse 13 to verse 15. So that it may be more clear. Who is going to harm you if you are eager to do good? But even if you should suffer for what is right, you are blessed. Do not fear what they fear. Do not be frightened. Verse 15. But in your hearts set apart Christ as Lord. Always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give the reason for the hope that you have. But do this with gentleness and respect. He say, if somebody asks you why you are living in this way and behaving this way, or why you have hope, you answer. Be ready to answer and give a proper answer to them, and why you have hope, and the reason behind your hope is the Lord is our Lord Jesus Christ, relying on His grace and His provision. Of course, some of them are evildoers. They may even oppose you. He say, answer them, but with gentleness and respect. When you are gentle and respecting them, and the way you answer them, address them with their post and their qualification, they will respect you also. And your gentleness will not allow them to retaliate and bring harm to you. So here the important things and about the another indicator of love is not rude. The seventh indicator of love is not self-seeking. You are living and working among a group of people, among a family, working in an office, doing ministry part of the church, and serving the Lord with the people. You should not be self-seeking. Philippians chapter 2 verse 4, each of you should look not only to your own interest, but also to the interest of others. If you are only seeking yourself, self-seeking, you have pride and selfishness and personal ambition, then you will not be able to show love, because love is giving, love is sacrificing, love is giving to others what God wants you to give. Sometimes the thing that you like, God wants you to give it to others, give it away, give it to Him. If it is self-seeking, if you are a self-seeking person, you are seeking your own interest, your own self, then you will not be able to convey the love of God. So here, another thing you need to remove from your personality, selfishness. Not only your own interest, not only your own benefit, but the benefit of others. Also being part of the family, not only do your own interest, what you like, how about the rest of the family members? Also you should respect their desires. The eighth indicator of the love is not easily angered. Anger is one of the things that may hinder you from serving God and showing His love to others. Anger is a personality not of power but of destruction. Anger has detrimental effects on man's life and in his relationship with other people around him. Whatever is your good motive and your good heart, if you express or drive action with anger, then you will not be able to convey the love of God. Anger should not be part of our action. We should act on the truth. Anger should be only the feeling. Only the feeling that we feel something wrong. After we feel it and recognize something wrong, we should eliminate anger from our action. Love is not easily anger. It means love should not be moved with anger. Somebody did something wrong, you get upset about it. That is just the feeling. To realize there is something wrong, you need to act. But your actions should not be based on anger or revenge or retaliation. Amen? So here, if you are eagerly anger person, once you somebody do wrong, you shout and you fight and you quarrel and you revenge and retaliate. Oh, you cannot show love of God. You cannot convey the love of God. Somebody did wrong, control yourself and think and pray for him. Pray what you need to do. Go to the word of God and take the action that God say. Speak the truth in love. Action should not be motivated by anger or revenge or retaliation. Therefore, in this way, God will be happy with you if you don't exercise anger in your action, and love will be promoted and you will have much love. The ninth criteria for love. Love keeps no record of wrongs. Somebody did wrong to you. He need to come and ask forgiveness. After he come and ask forgiveness, you forgive him and reconcile with him as he repented. But if you keep record of sin and keep reminding you did this to me and you did that to me, then you cannot show love. Sometimes among the family, husband and wife, among the children, the family member, there is some who keep the records of sin. You have done this to me, you have done this to me. And then all what is in your mind and your action will be dictated by this wrong thing that this person have done to you. As long as you repent, you need to reconcile and keep it aside and forget it. But if the person did not come and ask forgiveness, still you need to forgive him. But be careful from him. If he is still doing wrong and still in his same way of wrongdoing against you, such person we forgive. And keep in mind that he may do the same thing wrong again to us, so we have to be aware of him. But if you repent, you forgive him and keep no record of wrongs. Even if you will not come and ask forgiveness and repent, we don't keep record of wrongs to revenge or to retaliate or to take vengeance. No, we don't do that. We forgive. But if you have not repented, just be away from that person so that he will not harm you or hurt you again. But once he show repentance and change, you welcome him and you receive him and you forgive him. The 10th criteria or indicator of love. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoice with the truth. The true love of God through Jesus Christ does not allow you to plan things in order to destroy others. If you are planning to do something wrong that may affect others, that is not the love of God. Remember, evil is not from the Lord. Evil is from the devil. God allow the devil to do certain things. But God has given us the freedom to choose. Either we will submit ourselves to God or we submit ourselves to the devil. Devil is not against God but is against us. How we oppose him? When we submit ourselves fully to the Lord. Submit yourself therefore to God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. Love does not delight in evil but rejoice with the truth. If we submit ourselves fully to God, Whatever devil will say to us, we say no, we don't do that because we love God. John chapter 10 verse 10, the thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. Devil will come to you. He want to use you, your capabilities, your money, your spiritual gifts, connections and relationship. He want to use them in the wrong way. It is up to you now if you give him chance or no. He come to kill, steal and destroy. But it is up to you to allow him or to allow Christ to come into your life so that you will have life and have it to the full and share that life and that love of God that he gave you through Christ Jesus our Lord with other people around you. The 11th criteria of love or indicator of love, love always protects. You belong to a family, you are working in a company or a member of an office, and also you are part of a church, you are resident in a city, or you are a tenant in a building or in a room or in a house. So you are part of a society, either family or working place or a church or a city or society. You are called to show love. How you show love? By protection. If you have the true love of God in your heart, you are compelled to protect your family, the place that you are working, the church and the ministry that you are doing, the building that you are living and the city that you are living and belong to. God had placed you in these areas to share with the people the love of God. How to show that? To protect this area. How we protect? We pray for the people around us. We do right. We support the government in doing the right things, not to break rules. We do our best to protect our families, our children, our spouse, our parents. We do our best to be good in the company. Yeah? And to do our best in the church and in the ministry, to protect our church, to protect our ministry. Because love always protects. So there's a responsibility of protection. Maturity. We should act in a responsible way to protect the things that the Lord had placed us in and he had given to us or he had put us part in it. The 12th indicator of love always trust. You know, it is good to take a precaution and to be wise, but over cautious makes you doubtful, suspicious, anxious and fearful, nervous and paranoid person. It is good to have precaution and to be aware and to be wise and discerning, but should not allow doubt and anxiety and fear and nervousness coming and creep inside your personality. Love always trusts. We need always to trust God and his promises. What God says in his word, this is what I am going to trust. How we to show trust? What God say we do. We don't say but and how if not. What the Lord say in his word, we do. The Lord say, go and make disciple of all nations and baptize him in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. And teach them to obey everything I have commanded you, and surely I'll be with you to the very end of the age. God say, go, move, spend, invest on what? Make disciples. Go and teach them, give them the word of God, baptize them, and continue to teach them everything the Lord has commanded us. And they will say, surely I'll be with you. Now, we need to trust God. How we show our trust to the Lord? When we do the things, 1, 2, 3, 4. We will not say, but how if this happened? How if that happened? How if the Lord will not provide? This all a negative way of thinking. That will not show that we have trusted the Lord. In the book of Ecclesiastes, and book of Ecclesiastes and chapter 11, he say, book of Ecclesiastes chapter 11 verse 4, whoever watches the wind will not plant. Whoever looks at the clouds will not reap. Now, if you don't trust God, but you are doubting His word, the same, the people who will plant only when they will see the wind. If there is no wind, they will plant. But if there is wind, they will not plant. The time of planting has come. You know already that is the time, that is the season. Dude, you plant. Don't watch the wind. And don't watch also the clouds. Oh, there is a cloud, there is rain coming. If there is no rain, you do your part. I am not telling you, don't be wise. And don't plan. And don't be cautious. But you need to take a step of faith and trust the Lord and trust His word. Then you will be able to do what He asks you to do. So, you need to trust the Lord so that you will be able to go forward. Sometimes you are fearful of people. And you are also afraid from circumstances, then you will not be able, dear, to do anything. You will not be able to show the love of God to others. Because love always trusts. If you don't have trust in God, then you cannot show the love. I pray that your trust in the Lord will be built up so that you can show His love to others. The 13th indicator of love. Love always hopes. The true love of God through Christ Jesus our Lord should encourage you to be optimistic. Not expecting failure or negative results, but waiting for the fulfillment of God's promises. You know, the battle is in the mind. If you are pessimistic, negative thinkers, then you cannot move. You are crippled. Love always hopes. In Philippians chapter 4 verse 8, it says, finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such thing. What are the things that God wants us to put in our mind? The truth, the noble things, the right, the pure, the lovely, the admirable, the excellent or praiseworthy. God wants us to think about such things, not the negative things, the pessimistic things, or the troubles, or the our previous experiences. Sometimes our previous experiences, it is putting negative thoughts in our mind. God does not want us to concentrate on this. God wants us to trust Him, trust His Word, and what the Holy Spirit tells us, we need to go forward and do the work of God. The 14th indicator of love. Love always perseveres. The true love of God, it must show perseverance. Perseverance is to achieve the things that God calls us to do and to reach the level of what God expects from us and keep the same level of achievement. Some people, they are enthusiastic today, but tomorrow they are backward. Today they are doing good, tomorrow they are doing bad. This month good achievement, the next month is lower their achievement. Our Lord, when He was crucified, He was physically exhausted, tired, thirsty, hungry, and bleeding, but He pursued even to death until He finished His task. He persevered. Perseverance is very important to show love. We need to continue to be on the same way of achievement in order to show love and to express love to the people who are around us. The fruit of Jesus' perseverance on the cross is our salvation. As we persevere with our service to God and show love to the people and patience and kindness and persevering to achieve the things and keeping the same level of achievement, then the true love of God will be manifested in our life toward the people around us. In Matthew chapter 22, verse 37 and 38, the Lord says, love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment, and the second is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself. It is not enough for us to know the greatest commandment only by memory. Let us check the component of our love to God above all and the description of our love to others. Let us check these 14 criteria. Love is patient. Love is kind. The third one is love does not envy. Love does not boast. Love is not proud. Number six, love is not rude. Love is not self-seeking. Love is not easily angered. Love keeps no record of wrong. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. Love always protects. Love always trusts. Love always hopes. Love always perseveres. These are the 14 criteria, 14 indicator. Check how many you have of all that. Put it on paper in a column, one after the others, And then you write your answer, yes or no. If the answer is yes, ask the Lord to give you more of that. If it is no, ask the Lord to develop that in your life. We need to apply this in our life. The other scripture that link much with this scripture and I want to share in this message is in the book of Romans. Book of Romans, chapter 13 and verse 8 to verse 10. The word of God says, let no debt remaining outstanding except the continuing debt to love another. For he who loves his fellow man has fulfilled the law. The commandments, do not commit adultery, do not murder, do not steal, do not covet, and whatever other commandments there may be, are summed up in this one rule. Love your neighbor as yourself. Love does not harm to his neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfillment of the law. Now here, there must be no debt between us except the debt to love one another. So how we love? We have to follow the command. Do not commit adultery, do not steal, do not tell lies, do not covet. Do not murder, do not boast, do not be rude. These are the command of God, because when we do wrong, then we are not showing love. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. Love your neighbor as yourself. Do to others what you want them to do to you. So here, another description of love. When we don't harm others, we are showing them love. When we don't do wrong, when we don't tell lies, when we don't steal, when we don't do adultery, when we don't speak bad, speak wrong, telling lies, when we are not angry and controlled by our anger, we are showing love. Meditate on the message. And I pray that the Lord will use this message to build you up in the way that He wants you to be transformed. Change in attitude and characters. Let us kneel down at the feet of the Lord and let's pray. Tell Him, Lord, thank you for your word to me. Confess to Him your sin. And ask the Lord to build in you the characters that He wants you to build in you. Ask the Lord to transform you. Tell Him, Lord, give me more patience. Makes me kind. Lord, I promise you that I will not be rude. Oh God, I will not boast. I will not be proud, Lord. Lord, I will not delight in evil but rejoice in the truth. Lord, show me more of your love and take away, O God, help me, Lord, to get rid of all my jealousy and my envy to other. Help me, Lord, to trust you, to have hope in you, O God, to do my part to others, to my family, to my church, to the place that I am working, Lord. Help me, O God, to persevere in doing what is right, to be cleansed from sin, the thing that I realize that it will bring harm to others and not love. Cleanse me, O God. I know, Lord, that my character is very important for me as a noble vessel, as a royal priesthood, O God. Cleanse me, O God. And Lord, I commit myself under your word and under your discipline to be changed and transformed in the way that you want it to be. Lord, I pray for everyone who pray from his heart, who is willing to be changed and repenting. You help him, O God. You help her, O Lord. Guide them to do what is right and continue to nurture them, Lord, and lead them to do the things that glorify you. Lord, use this message mighty for your glory. Take this message and make it reach to your people who are waiting to hear your word, O God, and to be transformed so that their service will be effective unto you. We thank you and we praise you, Jesus. This is all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.